Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him.
Have you ever witnessed a crime or an accident? Police ask witnesses questions about what they saw, and they get those witnesses to tell the story of what they saw happened. That's what we are to be for Jesus. We are to tell others of Jesus and His love. Isaiah 43 verse 10 says, "You are my witnesses." And in Matthew 28 verse 20, Jesus tells His disciples to teach others everything that Jesus commanded. We are Jesus' disciples. We are His witnesses. And we have a story to tell others about Jesus and His love.
I love to tell a story of Jesus above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know it's true. It satisfies my longing as loving as can be. I love to tell the story to be my saving glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best.
Let's review the books of the New Testament. Are you ready? Starting with Matthew, I want you to say it along with me. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Fantastic. Let's go to our Bible lesson. Hello, boys and girls. We are on the final day of this week as we're learning about Jesus and how He made His way to the cross and was hung upon the cross. Before we get started with our lesson, we always, always want to pray, because when we open God's Word, the Bible, we need His Spirit to be with us, to help us understand and to know how we can use it in our lives. Because if we just read the Bible, but we don't apply it to our lives, it does us no good. So let's pray and ask God's Spirit to help us to learn things that maybe we wouldn't have learned before. Dear Lord, we pray that You will give us Your wisdom, give us Your understanding, that You will help us to see things because Your Spirit is with us today. Amen. Jesus was feeling how much God hates sin. When God finally destroys sin forever, those whose sins have not been forgiven will feel somewhat like Jesus felt that day. Unless we let Jesus take away our sins, they will be a part of us, and we will have to be destroyed along with our sins. Jesus was feeling as if His Father had left Him all alone. He was feeling completely deserted. Even though he had never once sinned, our sins were all on him, and he was dying because of them. Jesus was feeling all alone, as if his Father had left him. It reminds me of a couple years ago, we were at camp meeting. I don't know if you've ever been at a camp meeting, but it's where people come and they stay and they go to meetings and they learn about Jesus at these meetings. And it's a time to be encouraged and to be around other fellow believers. And one morning, I went for a walk with a friend of mine very, very early. We left at like 5 in the morning or 5:30. It took us longer to get back than I was anticipating. And my husband needed to go to his meeting, and so he went to take a shower. And our boys were still sleeping in the room. Well, they woke up, and Mommy was gone, and Daddy was gone. And you know how they felt? They felt scared. They were so scared because all of a sudden they didn't know where Mommy and Daddy were. They had felt all alone and separated from us. They were crying and wanting Mommy and Daddy, and they didn't know where we were. And just as the neighbor came to help them, my husband came back from taking a shower. Oh, they were so happy to see him, but they were so scared when they didn't know where he was. You know, that's kind of how Jesus felt. He felt alone and cut off from his Father, who was his support. Even though he had never once sinned, our sins were all on Jesus. And he was dying because of those sins. Those sins were separating him from his Father. His death had to be like the one sinners will die when God destroys sin forever. Would Jesus still trust in his Heavenly Father, even though he couldn't see him, even though he couldn't feel him there? Would he choose to follow the plan all the way to death? It was noon. And do you know what it's like when it's noon? It's when the sun is straight up overhead. It's the brightest part of the day. Suddenly, though, all around that area, it became very dark. For 3 hours, there was an awful darkness. Satan did everything he could to get Jesus to stop trusting in his Heavenly Father. He told Jesus that the sins he was carrying were so terrible that his Father would have to leave him and that he would die forever. In his mind, Jesus was all alone. He could not see that he would ever live again. Look at Matthew chapter 27. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Then you're going to go to chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, and then read verse 45 and 46. Matthew chapter 27, verse 45 and 46. Here's what it says.
Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?
Jesus felt like God had forsaken him. But you know what? No matter how he felt, Jesus kept trusting his Father in heaven. Even though he felt so far away, he chose not to turn away. He chose not to save himself, but he chose to trust his Father in heaven. Oh, how much the angels wanted to help Jesus, but they couldn't. It would have spoiled that perfect plan to save us. He was suffering the punishment of our sins. Suddenly, the darkness around the cross went away, and Jesus cried out loudly, "It is finished!" Then he bowed his head and died. He had suffered that terrible death because he wanted to save us from it. Oh, how much Jesus loves you. Oh, how much Jesus loves me. It reminds me of the song, Oh, How He Loves You and Me. It's one of my favorite songs. I have a lot of favorite songs, don't I? It is a beautiful song. Oh, how he loves you and me. Many people don't realize what really killed Jesus. It wasn't those cruel nails. It wasn't the crown of thorns. It wasn't his torn and bleeding back. It wasn't the pain that Jesus' whole body was feeling that Friday afternoon. It was the terrible load of our sins. It actually broke Jesus' human heart. It made it stop beating. Jesus died for you. He died for me. Our sins are what killed him. And now he offers you and me the opportunity to give him our sins. That he will take those and give us his perfect life, his robe of righteousness. Let's thank Jesus for his great love for us. Let's bow our heads. Jesus, you are amazing that you chose to take our sins and die for us, even though you were innocent. You took the blame. You suffered that separation from God so that we never have to be separated. Thank you for your sacrifice, for what you gave up for us. We love you. Amen. It's our last day for our memory verse, John 15:13. This is what Jesus did for us, isn't it? Greater love. That means there is no more love than that somebody lays down their life for his friends. Jesus calls you his friend. He calls me his friend. And he died for you and for me. John 15:13. Katie here. Have you ever had a question about God or the Bible? Or as we're studying our lesson, do you sometimes have questions? Well, now is your chance to ask those questions. And guess what? We're going to answer them straight from the Bible. Send your questions to seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we will let you know when those questions will air on our podcast.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.